July, we saw what happened. The violence erupted again. Children recruited again, killed and maimed, attacks on civilians. So this is the reality that, unfortunately, I'm so disappointed and sad to say, after all the commitment, after what the Sudanese, the South Sudanese people went through during the past, getting their independence, starting to build their lives, and end up killing each other, this is really not something that we were expecting. And I hope that the leadership, both in the opposition and in the government, understand that there is no future for Sudan, for South Sudan, if the children of South Sudan, the future generation, the majority of the population, continue to be targeted, prevented from going to school, used to fight, to kill, to abuse, and to be abused.
Well, talking about figure, let's look at UNICEF says nearly 2,000 children have been released by the armed forces as of December 2016, but says some 1,300 were recruited by armed forces and armed groups in 2016, bringing the total number of children used in the conflict since 2013 to more than 17,000. Is the government of South Sudan and armed opposition taking their responsibility seriously, as you may think or like?
First of all, I would like to correct that if we speak about government forces, the majority of the children released were released by Cobra faction. It was after the United Nations visit, when myself, I was there, to PIBOR, and the discussion that we have with David Yarial, he agreed to release the children. He released first 1,753, and then he released another 120 recently in 2016. So these are the figures. The number that I have that were released by the government, by other government forces, are just 34 children, while 1,300 were recruited in 2016, and these are the figures that the UN on the ground managed to document. It doesn't mean it's the real number. Maybe it's even more. So I think that I can say that the government is taking its responsibility when the government, the Minister of Defense, the Chief of Staff of the Army, the commander on the ground, first of all, identify the children and release them, stop recruiting children, take action against any commander or any faction supporting the government that is using children or recruiting them. Then we can speak about government taking responsibility to address a problem in the country. For the moment, the number of the release, they were for the majority, I mean, the vast majority, 1,800 or 900 is just not the government. It's a faction that was aligned with the government. It's Cobra faction.
Well, with the continuing problem of child recruitment, what can the UN do?
Look, the UN, we have a responsibility. A responsibility first to gather information, to identify what is going on the ground, to also understand about the pattern, about what is happening, what kind of violation, why children are recruited. Is it forcibly? Are they forcibly recruited? Are they joining because they are threatened themselves, because they don't have, because of the poverty, because of lack of opportunity, they are not going to school? All these information are so important because it allows us to understand what is going on the ground, how we can engage with parties, because if you don't know what's the reason, what is going on, where are the root causes, who is responsible, how many children are in the ranks of the file of the army, it will be very hard for you to have a meaningful discussion and engagement and advocacy with those who can make a difference on the ground. That's why documenting a violation, documenting the recruitment is important. Of course, it's also important in the future when we will have political will to take action and punish those who are doing this to children. It is also important for the government itself to know what is going on in the field, in the specific village. So for me, the documentation is not just about gathering figures. It's not for our pleasure to gather figures and say, look, we have these numbers. It's something, it's a tool that allow us, first of all, inside the country, when we have the political will, to engage seriously with a clear vision on how, what is happening and how we can address it, because it allow us also to help a government to build a strategy, to endorse it, and to address the acute concern about the recruitment. Second, because the recruitment is also in the heart of all the other violations taking place, children are recruited, then they are killed, then they are sexually abused, then they are prevented to access to humanitarian assistance, and they are abducted to be recruited, and they are killed and maimed. So all the violations take place when you are recruiting children and using them. So it's also important. Second, third thing why it is what we can do more is, of course, because we have this information, because we have the access to the government, and I think it's important because I know that recently it was difficult for the UN always to have a meaningful discussion and engagement with the government. But it is important for the government, for their own interest, to understand what is going on the ground and to take action.